Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today here on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall and we're pleased to welcome to our program today from the Surrey and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, James Boggs. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir, and I hope you are.
Good. Yes, sir.
I know you are a very busy man and you are the field crop expert for the Extension Service, so I want to talk to you about, of all things, field crops.
Sounds good.
James, I know in the spring, the planting season, and then really when it was growth time for a lot of our crops, we were very, very dry here, and there was a lot of concern about what kind of production we were going to get from those crops, and then we did start to see some rain later in the season. How did these crops turn out this year? Did it rain at the right time or in time, and are farmers in pretty good shape?
Yeah, Danny, you're right. It was very dry to begin with. Really to begin with, you know, a lot of the crops needed rain and, you know, they started out very, very slow. So it did put a lot of crops behind, but we finally did get some rain. And so, a lot of the crops came on and did pretty good, considering the amount of rainfall that we had.
Okay. So crops did turn out pretty good, but did it delay the harvest because they sort of developed later?
Yes, it has, especially on tobacco. Tobacco is the biggest one. There's a lot of, delayed tobacco, and you know some of it is actually green back up, which delays the curing process and the priming process as well too.
Is that going to be an issue when people start their fall planting, or is that already underway?
Yeah, somewhat depending on what kind of rotations they want to do. But honestly, the biggest thing that it'll affect as far as tobacco is getting into the freezing season, mm-hmm. like mid-October, you'll start to worry about, getting a little bit of freezing.
You know, years ago, I grew up on a farm and I've been in the tobacco field when there's a little frost on it. And, that's a cold time to be out there and it's not good for the tobacco either.
It is. That's exactly right.
By the way, James, is tobacco still the top crop around here or no?
It's not the number one acres planted, but it's still a big crop around here, definitely.
What are the fall crops? What's that going to be?
Most guys are going to be looking at doing cover crops. You know, they're going to be looking at, possibly barley or wheat. Those are probably the two biggest ones you're going to see in the fall.
Our guest is James Boggs here on Extension Today. James with the Yadkin and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Services. He's the field crop expert. And James, I know there's about rotation, that sort of thing. Is there a time when you would leave a field bare for a season?
Generally, I would say no. I think it's always better to have some type of cover crop in the field. So it's, it's keeping the weeds down. Also, it's good to have something that can put some nutrients back in the soil as well.
You mentioned what kind of crops you're going to be planting for the fall and winter.
Most of the fall grain crops are going to be small grain, wheat or, barley, something like that.
And those are being, are we doing that now? Are we planting those now? Or
It's a little early. More looking to October-ish, October time, mid-October for starting planting of those.
And the harvest time for those are going to be when?
Going to be somewhere around July. Barley will come off about 3 weeks earlier than wheat. Mm-hmm. But somewhere around July, mid-July, somewhere around there.
Okay. So the farmer doesn't really have much vacation, do they?
Not a whole lot. if they're not out in the field, then they need to be, planting or something like that.
What kind of preparation does it take to switch from one crop in the field to another? Say, when the tobacco is done and you're going to use that field, what really do you have to do? You have to put nutrients in the soil? Or you just turn it and go, or what?
Yeah, I would recommend first, of course, pulling a soil sample, just seeing what you got there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, usually the guys bush hog the stalks. They may want to turn the land, disc it, whatever, just depending on what they're going to put next. But yeah, basically just, bush hog the stalks, turn the land, and definitely get their fertility plan correct.
I'm glad you mentioned the soil test, and they can still do that through the Extension Service, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. They can. We have soil boxes here, and we can also come out and take soil samples, and we can send them off for the farmers as well.
I know this is probably the most ridiculous question you'll get all day, but would a soil sample turn out different at different times of the year?
It could, yeah, absolutely. Oh. It definitely could. Depending on if it's before a crop has went in or after the crop has been harvested, or if there's been, really, really, really large amounts of rainfall, some of the nutrients can leach. Mm-hmm. But just kind of depending on what's been done, in that particular spot would depend on, what kind of nutrients it's going to be showing.
So you may actually get a more ridiculous question than that today, then.
Oh, it's very possible.
James Boggs is our guest. He's a crop expert, field crop expert with the Cooperative Extension Service, Surrey and Yadkin. James, what's your day like? I mean, you get lots of calls and you go out and interact with the farmers, you check their fields. How's that work?
Yeah, that's right. I kind of do a little bit of everything. You know, normally I usually come in a lot of times if someone hadn't called, come in and kind of catch up on the emails and phone calls first thing. And then a lot of times I try to, you know, go out to the farms and visit guys and, you know, just address some of the problems they may have that are, you know, out in the field.
Do you find that the farmers around here in Surrey and Yadkin surrounding areas are keeping up with the technology? Because I realize there's a lot of technology that makes farming more productive nowadays. Are they in line with that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. The farmers I see in these two counties are very good and very good up on, you know, most all the technology. You know, really to be farming nowadays and to be farming the number of acres that farmers are farming, you really have to keep up with, you know, the technology that's available today.
Absolutely no choice if you want to be successful, right?
That's about right.
James Boggs, my friend, thank you for taking some time with us. What's your number if folks have any questions about their crops? Can they call you at the office?
Yes, sir, absolutely. The number here at the Surrey office is 336-401-8025.
Terrific. James Boggs, field crop expert with Surrey and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, our guest on Extension Today. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Danny. You too.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.